I think the Islamic Republic of Iran bears a great deal of responsibility. Now, this isn't meant to absolve the Saudis. The Saudis deserve a great deal of criticism as well. But just because we criticize one doesn't mean the other isn't acting in a nefarious fashion. In many ways, what's happened in Yemen is similar to what happened in Bahrain. In both cases, there were legitimate grievances on the part of the Shiites. But what happened is the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps came in and co-opted that sort of grievance, that sort of popular discord, and changed it into something very, very different. What we have now are the Houthis not acting as an autonomous entity inside Yemen, but the armed and funded Houthi groups are basically acting as a new branch of Hezbollah subservient to Iranian interests.
But Iran keeps denying any involvement in Yemen. Is there any concrete evidence in such interference?
There has been concrete evidence, of course. Number one is the arms trails, and there's been many, many interceptions of weaponry or the tracing of weaponry, some coming across from Iran through Oman, others coming across on Iranian ships. Now, this is different than the Iranian aid ships, which have to be inspected in Djibouti first before transiting the Bab al-Mandab. But there has been enough evidence to suggest that the Iranians are in deep here. And separately and holistically, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, Yemen was hardly on Iran's map. We can talk about the Houthis being Shiites, but in reality, they're Zaydis, and theologically, they have much more in common with many of the Sunni madhab than they do with 12-er Shiite practice. And over the last 3 years, once Iran discovered that they had the opportunity to leverage this group, Iran became much more involved, and we see an increase in interest within the Iranian press, within the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as well, about just who the Houthis are and how they can operate in solidarity with Iran.
You mentioned the Saudis. How about the responsibilities of Saudis and its allies in this civil war?
Oh, there's a huge responsibility. First of all, let's look at the origins of this. The Houthi area in the northern part of northern Yemen, near around the town of Sada, close to the Saudi border, was always mixed sectarianly. There were Jews there. There were Sunnis there. There were Houthis there. What happened is the Saudis years ago started funding madrasas, which were spouting the most vile and noxious anti-Shiite, anti-Houthi propaganda. And in response, the Houthis' sectarian identity grew opposed to the Saudis. So the Saudis and the Saudi propaganda ossified the feelings. They made it worse rather than resolved it. Now, on top of that, when I talk to many in Sana'a, they say they don't like the Houthis at all, but their biggest fear is the Saudi bombing, which is quite indiscriminate. Now, on the other hand, when it comes to the Houthis, I don't think the Iranians or the Houthis ever expected to get as far as they got. They marched to the outskirts of Sana'a, and they were expecting to cut a deal. When they saw that there was no response to their march to Sana'a, they took the city. And again, they expected to negotiate some sort of exit. They wanted some sort of bargain, like what occurred inside Lebanon, where they, in effect, would have a veto-proof majority in the cabinet, but they wouldn't have direct responsibility to rule the entire country. I think, frankly, many people in both Sana'a and in Tehran are scratching their heads that the Houthis were able to march so far and were able to get away with what they got. That said, I think the natural order of things in Yemen would be for the Houthis to have much greater control over their own area, and ultimately we see also a third part, which is the revival of southern Yemeni nationalism.
However, conflicts show that there is no sign of ending to this nearly 30 months old war. Is there anyone who can help to end this war?
Unfortunately, I'm not an optimist here. You know, everyone always says, let's just give the problem to the United Nations, but the United Nations is made up of the national interests of various countries, which are our members. And so when the Iranians, when the Saudis, or when the Emiratis go into the United Nations, they don't suddenly forget their national interests and act for some higher order. The problem when you have a civil war in which so many other states have become involved, when the civil war transforms into a proxy conflict, it is very, very hard to resolve. And ultimately, the resolution's only going to come when the Iranian public decide that they'd rather have Iranian resources be spent on Iranian infrastructure rather than on foreign adventurism. And when the Saudis discover that they are stuck in a quagmire and they can no longer afford to keep it up.
Can you see any end to this war in foreseeable future?
No, unfortunately, I think what we're seeing in Yemen is the new normal. What I do suspect will happen is that there is going to be a de facto tripartite division of Yemen into a Houthi area, a southern Yemeni area, and unfortunately, we still have the problem of the al-Qaeda strength stronghold in the interior. But Yemen has always been a tribal country. It's always been a very mountainous country. The capital, Sana'a, the government there, has hardly ever been able to really assert full control over the rest of the country. And so we're going to devolve into, at best, a loose confederation, but I don't see the conflict. It may slow down, but it's not going to peter out in the next decade.
Michael, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.